Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar, the altar of divine intervention. Wake up to this altar daily. First thing before you do other things, it should be God's first in our lives as we wake up to see the dawn of a new day. After receiving Turning Point ministration, forward it to your contact. Doing so daily is a service to God and a blessing to humanity. Let what is adding value to you also bless those connected to you. Welcome to Friday, day 7 in the third month of the year. 7, as we all know, stands for divine rest, completion, and completeness. For on the 7th day in the creation story, God rested from all his works which he had made, and God blessed the 7th day and sanctified it. Please open your hand and heart to receive the blessings of the 7th day. Be responding with amen. I receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pronounce you blessed. This being the 7th day of rest, may God Almighty remove restlessness from your spirit, soul, and body. Your body receive divine rest from sicknesses and pains. Sickness no more. Pains no more. Afflictions no more. I curse financial stress in everyone's lives. You shall enjoy financial and material buoyancy. God completed all that he started, and he saw that they were all beautiful and good. I prophesy to everyone's lives with an abandoned or suspended project or program or vision. Receive grace for a beautiful completion. Open your hands wider. All the resources required for speedy conclusion and completion shall be supernaturally supplied. Say amen, I receive it. Also, in Joshua chapter 6, verses 15, 16, and 20, on the 7th day, and going round the wall of Jericho the 7th time, they shouted, and the walls of Jericho came down flat. Let us take this prophetic action this 7th day, if you can. If you cannot do so immediately now, wait till you get back home or when it is more convenient for you to do. But please do it today, the 7th day. Do this. Put a chair, a stool, a bucket, a booklet, any object, even your pillow or throw pillow, any item at all, put it on the floor or the carpet of your room. Go around it gently 7 times. Be counting 7 times. It's a prophetic action for victory and conquest. As you go around, be saying, walls of Jericho in my life and my family, come down. Walls of opposition, walls of impossibilities, of ridicule, defeat, and shame, fall flat, crumble, and collapse. Walls of affliction and untimely death, fall flat. Mention many other challenges and concerns as they come to mind. Indebtedness, idleness, no says, no helper, instability, crisis, fear, and doubt. Come down flat. Go round gently. Please don't fall off. Let me pray. I prophesy everything that stands in opposition and contention and concern in your life and your family gives way from today. I declare you a victor, a champion, a winner, healthy, wealthy, happy, successful, anointed, holy, and godly the rest of your life in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, take note of this prayer. All Jericho walls around your life and property and children, they have all collapsed. They are no more there. Go and possess your possession in Jesus' name. Start sending me your testimonies as you start seeing changes. Changes are bound to come. March 7th celebrant, your birthday prayers, open your hand. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed also. Your new age is blessed. You will live long and do well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, we are still in the week of testimonies sharing. Be connecting to these testimonies, your own divine interventions will also come. Also send or resend your testimonies if you have any. First testimony today. Praise the Lord with me for the safe delivery of my daughter of a bouncing baby boy. 2 weeks to delivery, the baby turned his head up. I texted prayer line pastor to pray for me for the baby to be well positioned for delivery. He said it is done. I thank God for her safe delivery. May God's name be praised forever. Wow. Always be calling our pastor's line as they pray and agree with you. Good evening, Daddy Femi Emmanuel, an entire TPJ family. My testimonies are as follow. Yesterday, one of my debtors that I had lost hope on her paying me came on her own and cleared the debt. This morning, Daddy said we should lift up our phones for alert upon alert prayers. I did, and one of my relatives credited my account with 150,000 naira. I want to thank God for divine provision, divine help, and the high patronage I am enjoying in my show. Daddy, pray that my remaining debtors will come and pay. They will come and pay, and that high patronage will not stop. Another one, I want to give all glory to God for connecting me to this beautiful family of God and blessing my family and I on all sides. God helped me to miraculously meet and surpass my right issue target. Few days to the end of the sales. Last month, I fell while carrying a hot kettle of water, but I thank God he did not pour on me. I want to thank God because his favor spoke for my colleagues and I and gave us an A appraisal written, despite all the evil plans of my unit head. My brother got inducted into engineering society. I pray that God will bless him with a good NYSC placement and job. Consider it done. Another testimony. I am thanking God for his amazing grace upon me and my family. At the end of February, my niece, who just finished NYC in December and got a job in February, asked me to send her my account details. I asked for what? She said she has received her first salary and want to share with her loved ones. Ah, I was so happy. My niece is the first grandchild of my maternal family. She graduated with first class. I'm thankful for this blessing in my family and keen to this good success in the lives of my own children and all the children in my family. Thank you, Father, for using her to make my family proud. I'm also thankful for so many other blessings. I cannot count them all. The Lord has indeed been faithful and good to us. Oh, the Lord is good to all of us. Another testifier. Good morning, my TPJ family. I thank God for using a friend of mine to credit my account with a sum of 50,000 yesterday. Praise Master Jesus. Many more will come. Please share my testimony. Good morning, my truly blessed TPJ family. I'm so excited to share my testimony. Bedwetting has been so embarrassing to my teenage daughter that it was beginning to affect her in many ways. But after sowing battle seed, it suddenly stopped to the glory of God, and she's all smiles now. To God be all the glory. Battle seed takes the battle off your hand. Engage it. Every critical concern in your life, put battle seed behind it. It works wonders. Last year, May 1st, I resigned where I work because the change in the job schedule was time draining for me as a student and the pay wasn't worth it anymore. October 10th was my bad day and my first time on Prayer Mountain. I wanted to take church seriously and I kept trusting God for something, but I had a lot of things that tested my faith. My phone was stolen just a week after. Long story short, it was tough for me, but thank God I did not go back. I did not delay. I just want to thank God that today I am employed. Not just that, it is a remote job that came with a new and better phone and better pay. God always comes through for me in the time of my need. I just want to give thanks to Almighty God. I am a living testimony that God answers prayers. Wow. Another testifier. Praise God, my marvelous, a God of marvelous help. God indeed is faithful. By God's grace, I am head of sales team in my organization. And since January, it's been tough. No sales, no referrals. We have labored without result. I got tired, frustrated, weak, and don't even know what to do again. Last week, Thursday, God directed me here. Luckily, on the prayer mountain, the topic was Marvelous Help by Daddy Femi Emmanuel. I key in. I was also given oil and anointed mantle. Praise God of wonders. I sowed a seed for my career. Brethren, it's been saved in millions since 1st of March till date. I return all glory to God. Amen. It will not stop. it will multiply. Let's take one more. I have come to give God thanks. I wrote a number of exams as I'm a graduate student in UK. I was worried and some, but sowed battle seed on them. To God be the glory. I saw a few of them. It is all in A's. Also, I wrote a certificate exam. God granted me success on my first attempt. Only Him could have done this. All glory be to God. There is God on this platform. Wow. Everyone, your testimony shall come. Please rebroadcast this to your contact, as I earlier on said. Join us later this evening on the Friday's edition of our live broadcast on our social media platforms, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Please don't forget, tomorrow Saturday is our communion service day online. Prepare your communion element this evening. You take it after receiving Turning Point ministration tomorrow morning. Preferably, we are a tithing and a seesawing family on TPGF. We trust God and is helping us. We sow seed and pay our tithe for enlargement of God's kingdom and for open heaven of God's glory upon our lives. You are hearing the testimonies of others as they pay their tithe and sow their seeds. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. So pay tithe and sow seed. If you want us to send you the commission's account for all this, send a WhatsApp message or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. Do so. Open your hands for prayers as we begin to round up now. May God's glory speak for everyone. May the power of God overwhelm you. May that thing that look as a challenge and the problem become a testimony. God will turn things around in your favor. You always have good stories to tell. What God cannot do does not exist. But for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a good day. Have a great weekend. TPGF. Truly blessed. I love you. Bye.